Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today. We talk about the latest word on South Korea, that and more in just a moment.
This is Baxter Black, and I'd like to put in a good word for our Beef Jekyll. Throughout America, teachers, school nurses, and even parents are teaching our young people how to unleash beef power in healthy diets. Our Chekhov-sponsored nutrition programs reached more than 4 million students last year, including 30,000 junior Girl Scouts who completed the Fit for a Princess program. And the new Enriching Family Mealtimes kit gives busy parents family-friendly recipes, nutrition facts, and helpful ways to think beef when planning a meal. Thanks to your money and mine, Chekhov programs keep beef top of mind by introducing young people and their families to the power of beef. The Chekhov's doing what needs to be done to promote our product, and it sure beats wearing a sandwich board. To learn more about the power of our Chekhov, visit beefboard.org.
This Chekhov update brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
The deal with the United States that was set back in April has become a huge deal in South Korea. Opponents of President Lee have used it to beat up on his new administration. They've captured the attention of unions and other dissidents, and also the major agricultural organization in that country, an organization that the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program actually met with when we were in South Korea back earlier this year. All along the way, they've used the arguments that U.S. beef may not be safe. They've used that in the face of sound science that says, yes, U.S. beef is safe when it comes to BSE. According to Ag Secretary Ed Schaefer, talks between South Korea and the United States continue.
You know, we are currently, visiting with the South Korean government about the issue. Talks are ongoing. They're changing, rapidly as they're facing the pressures they are at home. And at this point in time, we're just working through the process. We understand that there's been some conversations directly with the producers, but we're reacting to it as it changes, and hopefully we'll keep the dialogue open and work out the problems, because we had made an agreement. We think the agreement was important between our two countries. We know that U.S. beef is safe, it's good, and it's less expensive than Korean beef. It's important to have that market, and hopefully we can continue to work through these issues and get back on the table the agreement that was made.
Meanwhile, as we've reported earlier this week, U.S. beef packers have offered to basically label all U.S. beef coming from this country as either being over or under 30 months of age. Now, of course, the South Koreans are questioning whether or not we can even scientifically determine 30 months of age or not. Of course, they want to use science when it's convenient, and when it's not convenient, they throw it out the window. The science, it says, based on the OIE, the International Animal Health Organization, that the U.S. is a controlled risk country when it comes to BSE and our beef. If you properly remove the SRMs from older animals, safe. The younger animals are safe, irregardless. All that science out the window, but the South Korean officials saying that they want a scientific way to make sure that they would be receiving animals or beef from animals under 30 months of age. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the 7th annual Chris Black Cream of the Crop annual female and bull sale at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma on Saturday, June 14th, starting at high noon. It's the largest annual club camp producing female sale in the country, featuring nearly 500 club camp producing and commercial females. All are fall bred and AI service. Also, 35 herd bull prospects will sale. For more information, contact Collin Cattle Services, 800-975-6313, or go to their website, www.blackherfordranch.com. We continue to follow this South Korean beef mess that we find ourselves in right now. No indication as to when we'll be able to ship beef to South Korea once again. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.